Blog Talk Radio.
What you think of our new promo?
Yeah. I thought that was awesome. I was like, yes, I have to share this one. It's too fucking perfect.
But I had to throw something in there for Christian.
It was awesome.
Shit, man. I even made two fucking JOR fucking Titantrons.
Nice.
Actually, you know what? I could probably get back into doing those again now that I'm on a fucking Dell.
Yep.
Start making my own fucking Titantrons like I used to.
Cool, man. I'm kind of like, that's why I'm just like, you know, trying to focus on everything else, but my mind just keeps getting stuck thinking about my final, which is next week.
If your final's next week, why even think about it now?
Because I've started studying for it a little bit. Because, I mean, I know I'm going to pass the class. I know that much because I don't need to get like a 50% on the final to pass the class, which that's easy enough.
Yep.
But, I mean, it's kind of like, I'm just kind of starting to worry about it because, like, the teacher says only 20 questions. I mean, like, two or three sections are easy enough, but, you know, I'm not trying to be overconfident, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is actually pretty dope that Westchester University got back to me and said that I'm official that I'm going to be going there in the fall next semester or whatever. It's pretty dope to be going to, you know, full-time college.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say, though, is, like, when I'm going full-time to that college, I mean, I'm not, like, sure how that schedule's going to, you know, work around, because I know it starts, like, August 24th or whatever. But, like, I'm going to say, like, when I'm doing that, I might not, you know, be on here as much, which you kind of understand that, though, right?
Yep.
But, I mean, I'll see at the end of August how it goes.
Hold on. Download in Titantron. I'm going to start fucking with this shit again.
Nice.
Hell yeah. But while I'm doing that, Godsmack. And we're back.
Yep.
Now, let's see. Hey, Columba. Okay. That didn't work out.
Okay.
But, I'm going to play another track. Then I'm going to go with... I think I'm going to go with, unless I just passed it.
You know, the irony of life is that you have like this big dream to get where you want to be. But once you get there, you start to dream about where you came from. I guess that's the part of the circle of our lives, like the hands of a clock going round. If only we could wind them back and return to a time when the dream began. It's all too soon that all will be is a dream in someone's mind.
Look at me, I'm famous on top of the world. I finally reached the big time. I'm a superstar. Stand up, step back and take a look. Is this really what I had in mind?
late, get my girlfriend's car, and she don't get off until 2. We got all night. I finally show up at 4:30 a.m. and I still have to drop my crew off. But I'll be back.
Now I'm alone and on top of it all, looking deep in the back of my mind.
Deep in the back of my mind. I realized the key to a happy life was right here with me the whole time. So take me home, boy.
Say you forgot how exactly how long that track is.
Oh, I forgot a track that had a break.
Yep. Got that bonus shit with it.
Yep.
Never die. That's right. It's all about family. Hex anybody
And we're back. And that's my first Titantron. Finally finished.
Nice.
Yeah, one with Brock Lesnar.
Nice. Oh, and I actually heard something, which I don't know if you'll find this dope or not, but apparently Paul Heyman's teasing that somebody's going to return next week or something. And the Paul Heyman guy.
A.K.A. CM Punk.
I don't think Punk's ready to return. He said a Heyman guy that nobody would expect. I think he said that in the tweet, so you never know. It could be something like, you know, RVD.
In other words, like I said, it's fucking CM Punk.
It could be, but I heard he's not scheduled to return until like May 27th or something like that. For about, you know, 3 more weeks.
That don't mean anything.
It probably is him. But I guess we'll see on Raw.
Yep.
I mean, hell, if it is somebody like RVD, that would be total shock, right?
No, not really.
Well, I mean, it'd be unexpected with him teasing somebody showing up next week. If it was like RVD, it'd be like, wow, I didn't expect him to go back to WWE, but he did.
No, because RVD is way too... That's not really unexpected.
Actually, yeah, I mean, you could go either way. You go back to you can stick with TNA or go back to WWE.
It's just the fact, you know, he's already stated, you know, he would go back, you know, to WWE when the time was right.
Exactly. And I mean, hell, if that happens, it'd actually be pretty dope to see him back in the WWE.
Just like Evan Bourne is going to be returning here soon.
Yep.
Yay. Well, anyways, here we go with some little V. Absolutely perfect.
For I am what I say I am, and I say I'm absolutely perfect.
I'll never compare. I'm 100 steps ahead of you. Look, I'm here. I'm on TV, daytime shows where. Feature on the new Vanity Fair. I'm a Hollywood movie star, even an athlete. Cover up Playboy, look, it's Ashley. You think I'm cute, and you know I'm special. I drop Billboard hits, I'll be on Leno. Cover girl, add in people too. I'm in the top 50 with a full page review. I pimp Kim K, she a Hollywood trick. And fuck Minaj, that bitch ain't it. I'm an action figure, she a blow up doll. I'm a hero in the making, she a wannabe star. She a wannabe star. Can't touch me and it can't see me. And I'm so damn fire, you can't beat me. Super cute, I'm extra special. I'm so damn high, I'm on alien levels. Can't touch me and it can't see me. And I'm so damn fire, you can't beat me. Super cute, I'm extra special. I'm so damn high, I'm on alien levels. Can manifest anything, the law of attraction. I rap about millions and it just happens. Pockets full of cash, built in class. John Cena's my stalker, he's obsessed with my ass. Living in dreams while you struggle through night. You nip outside of bed and I win every fight. Fuck for some Kong in the big show too. Cause I knock him on the rats with the 1-2-1-2. I fought and won, that you never seen. Got underground focus with alien schemes. I'm a Green Beret in the CIA. Don't try to crush me, you'll be MIA. My mission is to win and I don't care. Rim a rhyme so simple, let me make it clear. Keep on hitting cause you ain't got nothing near. I'm Miss Perfection. Can't touch me and it can't see me. And I'm so damn fire, you can't beat me. Super me. I'm a superstar, I'm super special. You can't touch me, I'm above your level. I'm super duper, I'm super fly. I saw Jimmy Funk and I moved on live. B-side titties and a big fat ass. Yeah, selling your soul, it'll buy you that. I'm moving armies while you roller coasting. I'm Cleopatra while you're living hopeless. Taking over lands, I got Napoleon syndrome. I was pulled from heaven to do God's business. They worship me, they live through me. I'm the highest peak, I'm in the stars. I'm universal, yo, I lived on Mars. I could go forever, fuck 16 thighs. Can't touch me and it can't see me. And I'm so damn fire, you can't beat me. Super cute, I'm extra special. I'm so damn high, I'm on alien levels. Can't touch me and you can't see me. And I'm so damn fire, you can't beat me. Super cute, I'm extra special. I'm so damn high, I'm on alien levels.
And we're back. What up there, Spazzy?
What up?
Nah, I'm off.
Oh, that sounds like oh, so much fun.
Oh, yeah. This isn't, you know, I'm on here with Chris.
Yep.
Always fun.
Exactly.
So how the hell did Adam call in?
We don't fucking know.
That's my question of the day. How the fuck did Adam call in?
No clue.
You know, my phone's going to get shut off. Oh, my dad's bought me $50.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then his phone still got shut off like shit. We'll send that $50 too for you, dude.
And then he'll be back again.
Yep.
How long did he last on the show, though?
He was here the entire show.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprised that motherfucker didn't be like, hey, maybe you should get on.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't call in either.
Nah, you know what? Lately I've been moving, so it's like I've been super fucking tired and shit, so like I've been falling asleep mad fast. I want some cereal. I'm going to eat me a bowl of cereal right now.
I want pizza, but I don't think going downstairs and turning on the oven.
I have pizza in my refrigerator at the other house.
Yeah, the other house.
Because, you know, that helps me out so much. Just like I have fried mozzarella sticks there, too. That helps me out so much.
Yeah.
Damn it. So stupid. I have no couch here. I have everything except for, like, my dresser and a couch. Like, what shit is that? I got no clothes. I screwed myself on that one.
Oh, then again, you don't really wear clothes in the bed anyway, so what the hell is the point?
Yes, but I need clean underwear.
Or you can always just go commando.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, you know.
Which is something you do anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so what's this whole crap about you needing clean underwear? If you, you know, if you're going to go commando, there's no need for clean underwear.
Yeah, well, I still need clean shirts and pants. Hey, everybody around here need to be seeing my naked ass.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have a problem with it. No, we wouldn't.
Yeah, but that's y'all. Y'all are different from these people.
I think it's as he lived with my neighbor, I'd pull a Chris, get some fucking binoculars, and just fucking grill hard as all hell the entire fucking time.
Well, I can tell you right now, Busta B would hate living here.
Well, no shit, you should go to fucking Foreigners with Backpacks.
Yeah, I got some.
Nice.
A couple of those. I'm actually not joking either. They live across the way.
Oh, no, I believe it. I mean, this is Connecticut after all.
Yo, did you hear about what they want to do with that kid's body?
No.
Get this. Where I used to live, down the way, there's a cemetery called Our Lady of Mount Carmel Cemetery, right?
Mm-hmm.
This dude has two plots there that he's not going to use. He's got his parents buried there and then two plots that he's never going to use. This guy lives up in Vermont. His mom used to be a teacher at Our Lady of Mount Carmel and shit in Hamden. He is willing to give those plots to these guys so they can have a proper burial and bullshit. Because his mom taught him, his mom taught him to keep his enemies close or some crap like that.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
And apparently, they asked if they could bury him in Boston, and Boston told them to F you.
Yeah, I would have said F you to him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly why do you, I mean, exactly why does he need a proper burial? I mean, after, you know, shooting up all these motherfuckers.
I don't know. My question is why isn't he, like, Bin Laden magically disappearing into the ocean? He's got no rights. He doesn't have a right to a proper burial.
Nope. Hey, you know what? Fucking goddamn ocean, just drop them into the nearest active volcano.
Fuck that. Feed them to a gang of hungry sharks at, like, Mystic Aquarium.
Yeah, they can do that, too.
Just make sure you cut them a little bit first, because, of course, the attraction of blood has to happen.
Havoc, did you hear the fun-filled news for Ghetto?
What, you made him a sandwich?
No. Chris is going to be near him.
Wait, what?
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 Wait. Who's going to be near Ghetto?
Chris, where are you going to college?
Westchester University, which is 40 minutes away from me.
And exactly how far is that from Pittsburgh?
Let's put it like this. Right now, say Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, that's about 4 hours away.
What? Westchester's not 4 hours away from fucking Pittsburgh.
Let me check it off my iPhone quick.
Dude, I went from Pittsburgh to fucking Westchester to go see one of the Bam Margera skate shows at a skate park.
Okay, I was wrong. It's 4 hours, 38 minutes away.
It sure as hell didn't take me 4 hours to get there.
Current location to Pittsburgh, PA, 4 hours, 38.
Well, your fucking iPhone's dumb.
No, it isn't. Because Philadelphia and Pittsburgh are both on the opposite sides of PA.
Then how the hell did it take me less than 2 hours to get to fucking there?
Well, I don't know.
Aside from the fact that I was doing about 120.
That's probably how.
I really wanted to see him.
I
That's okay. That's okay. Fucking Chris can't even pronounce fucking Worcester.
Wait, you can't pronounce what? What can't you pronounce?
Worcester.
No, I'm
not. What do you mean, Worcester?
Yeah, it's not Worcester there, Chris. It's Worcester. Not Worcester. Worcester.
And what town, what city are we talking about?
Massachusetts.
Oh, so Worcester, Mass.
Yeah, he calls it Worcester.
Yeah, it's Worcester.
I don't know where the hell he got Worcester from.
Let me put it in Mass terms. It's not Worcester, it's Worcester. Yo, I'm going to Worcester.
Man, I ain't been to Worcester in fucking forever.
The last time I was out there was when I went to fucking Salem and then Boston.
Damn.
I have fun-filled adventures sometimes. Although, Salem kind of scarred me for life. I'm not quite sure I ever want to go back. And it's not because of what you think. Because of what I witnessed.
And exactly what did you witness?
Me and my friends were chilling at, I think it's like one of the lighthouse places in Salem, around that area. And there was a car accident, bad car accident. This chick got hit by a truck in her car.
Damn.
And her seatbelt was holding her together. Once they moved her, she fell apart.
Awesome.
Well, that's just nuts.
And the worst part about it was, like, they didn't know that she was, you know, split at the scene kind of thing.
That's
just not. So, like, anybody who's trying to watch a bad car accident, you know, staring and shit, and you see all, like, 50 people turn around and start puking because her intestines and shit are on the ground just flopping around. I don't know. Yeah, that's sanitary.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
I'd be eating watching that happen.
I was eating a hamburger, actually.
Yeah, sardines and fries then. Good movie.
This was like right after we went and visited the bunghole.
What about your butthole?
I said it was one of the times where we, like, right before. This is the store, the bunghole. It's a liquor store. Me and my friend Greg were buying a pack of cigarettes.
Interesting.
Yo, my eye is itchy as fuck. I got bit by something right on my fucking forehead. I'm so pissed.
Well, don't put anything on your forehead.
Like a sandwich? Yeah, that goes there. Yeah, I'm fucking right on today. Nuts.
No.
Oh, balls. I almost fell up the stairs.
Oh, great. Spaz has stairs in her new place.
Yeah, I do. There's a lot of them, too.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Of
fuck yourself.
Baz and Sarah is usually not a good mix.
Hey, 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 I don't have my alcohol, so it's good.
Yeah, and that, yeah, and the next thing you get drunk, fucking douchebag comes on.
I'm still falling down those stairs, I already can tell you that one. Once I get my drawer with my Jaeger in here, oh man, I'm going to end up having to stay upstairs for the rest of the night. I have to bring like a shit ton of kitchenery up here so I have like chips and munchies and shit so I don't have to go downstairs constantly. Thankfully the bathroom's up here, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I have to sneeze. Apparently it's not coming out, so I'm not going to have to sneeze. Yeah, so apparently my new apartment where I live, where I'm here, are 911 happy.
You're 911 happy?
No, I'm saying people around here are 911 happy.
Why?
Well, first off, there was a fucking... someone called 911 today, right? And, you know, one of the people around down the ways a little bit from me comes walking up with their kids or whatever while I'm trying to wrangle mine from running to the fire truck to go sit on it.
Wow.
My kids love fire trucks, what can I say? And this chick was like, yeah, you know. The last time, I guess she's been living here for like a couple of months or something like that. And she's like, yeah, you know, people, last time the fire trucks were here like 3 weeks ago. Like, oh. So this is going to be like an every 3 week kind of reoccurrence or all the time kind of reoccurrence. She's like, you know, it happens more often than not. I'm like, oh, this is great. I live in what's considered the projects of a
So in other words, you're going to be falling asleep to the sound of sirens.
No, they come mostly during the day, apparently. So Steve has to deal with the sirens. Which is even better. Because I leave the windows up here open because they just freshly painted it, so it smells like paint in this household still. So, like, I have all these windows all open and crap throughout the night just trying to get the smell out and shit. And, like, you hear the kids playing outside, the cars jamming the music. Oh, you hear it. Oh, it's great. Somehow he sleeps through it, most of it, I'd have to say.
Yeah, I could definitely sleep through fucking sirens since, you know, the street I used to live on. We literally had a fucking fire station right down the road from us.
Nice. Nah, see, yeah. I think the one thing that scared him today was a vehicle. Or no. It was the lawnmower. That's what it was. The lawnmower scared him.
Nice.
I was laying in bed reading with my daughter next to me because she was having a hard time sleeping with the lawnmowers going. And the lawnmower must have ran over something because it made this loud clunk noise. Yeah, let's just say Steven got the shit scared out of him. I'm surprised he didn't piss himself.
He probably did. Or fucking shat himself.
Ew. I don't have any clean sheets here. I hope not. Hopefully I get that shit fucking either tomorrow or Thursday also. I need a fucking couch, dude. I need a fucking couch. I lay on the fucking floor. pretending that I have a couch, okay? That's how bad it is. I lay on the floor pretending I have a couch.
Interesting.
I've got nothing to sit on in my living room. Nothing.
Do you not get service? Do you not get service in the bedroom?
Huh?
Do you not get service in your room?
No, I do. I'm laying on my bed now, but, like, during the daytime when my kids are up, I've got nothing to sit on. Neither do my kids. They're sitting on the fucking floor playing video games and shit. Like, well, this is great.
Yeah, they should be that.
Kind of thing. And on top of that, I have no cable here. I don't get it until Friday. I got no internet. Like, well, this just blows.
See, that's the good thing about my TV is the fact that my receiver is wireless.
How the fuck did you... Who do you have?
AT&T.
You have AT&T. See, I knew I heard... Me and Steve were talking about it because, like, in our room, we don't have a hookup for a TV anywhere.
Yeah.
So,
the cable company is going to have to install them themselves.
No, because I live in an apartment complex. They can't drill.
I live in a duplex.
Dude, I live in a condo complex.
Yep, she's definitely gone white trash.
On my unit, on one side is about four other houses. On the other side is another four houses. Dude, I live in the ghetto of Southington, okay? This is considered the projects.
Oh, man, that's okay. Where I'm at is considered the ghetto of Danbury.
It's the fucking nicest ghetto I've ever seen. And I've been in some shitty ghettos.
I mean, it's just, literally, in my neighborhood, there's maybe two, maybe three white people. The rest of them are either Dominican, Puerto Rican, or fucking black.
Oh, you want to hear something funny? Today, there was a group of guys outside, right, talking and shit. And then I guess they were talking about how another white family moved into the complex. like my race is taking over here.
Actually, it's funny. My neighbor's on the other side of my fucking duplex. They're fucking Mexican.
Dude, the people next door to me are, I think, Korean. The people across the way, I think that they're the foreigners. I don't know what nationality they are. I haven't really talked to them or heard them talk, so I don't know what they speak, but they're whiter than white, so and they have backpacks. So yeah. Must be won't like that. We're down the ways a little bit from my, because I'm on the N unit. So, like, two units down, there's a black couple. Then another unit down, there's a white mom with, like, her son and her daughter. And then, I think there's another... I don't know. I only know this side of the unit. I keep to myself. My kids play with the people next door, the Koreans, and that's about it.
Damn.
And they own a nail salon and offered me to go get my nails done at their nail salon.
Yeah, I think it's funny how... Mentioned Buster B. Yeah, Buster B deleted me because of the fact I told him he looked like a foreigner with a backpack.
Wait, what?
Buster B deleted me off of Facebook because of the fact I told him he looked like a foreigner with a backpack.
Hey, don't
and
be
he deleted me
feet.
For saying that me, him, and Gero G should make a song called Foreigner with a Backpack.
Wait, he deleted you for that too?
Yep.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's funny because the fact, because of what I said, I got deleted and he deleted Chris at the same time.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, he doesn't delete Ghetto for the crap that Ghetto says to him.
Oh, well.
Out of everybody that says something to him, Ghetto is usually the worst.
And the funny thing is, Chris has never even said anything to him either.
No, I posted to ask about that. We should create a song called Foreigner with a Backpack.
Dude, I was on for that.
Oh, man.
You know what we should do? We should find out where Busta B lives. Call up a place that, like, you know, delivers pizza and make it like the dude is a foreigner with a backpack.
I think Busta B lives like a couple blocks down from fucking Ghetto.
I think Busta B would shit himself.
It would be funny as hell.
I'm sorry, I would have to videotape it, and it's not just because he's hot. I would still videotape it, nonetheless, because it's fucking funny. I have a feeling Busta B would, like, cuss this kid out and slam the door in his face.
Probably would.
So where's everybody at, yo? I know
what's no
going on. For a while, because he's a dumb dildo douchebag, and that's what he does. Yo, I wonder if Adam's phone is, like, shut off.
No clue.
Let's call it. Hold on.
Well, while she's doing that, let's see. Nirvana, League of Fire.
Where the bad folks go when they die, they don't go to heaven, where the angels fly. Go to Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. That was the Meat Puppets.
And we're back.
So, somebody has to call this kid up, because I don't know if it's his actual phone. But he's got the girly fucking ringback tone in the world if it is his phone. I damn near pissed myself. I had to hang up because I was laughing too much.
Hold on. I'm making a peanut butter and jelly. As soon as I do, as soon as I finish that, I'll call it up.
You
have a number, right, Abby?
Well, in fact, she has a number. I can just get
her.
I
just sent it to you, Chris.
Yeah, she sent it to me, so I'm saying if you have it or not, you know what I mean?
No, because I have no interest in never texting him, because I don't have any interest of him ever having my number.
Me
either.
I have his number. That one's his number.
I have his number, but...
Yeah, that one's, I believe, his number.
Well, then, Chris, you can call it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Y'all are just ridiculous.
Do I have to?
Yes, do it, because it's a girly ring back tone, and it's hilarious.
Chris, just put it in the fucking soundboard and call from the soundboard.
Well, I know that already. That is what I'm doing.
Just do it. And if he answers, I'll answer.
I'm doing it. Jeez, chill.
If he doesn't answer, I'm not saying anything. Just saying.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
I should be over all the butterflies, but I'm
enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
I should be over the butterflies.
No.
Hang up yet.
My God, what the fuck?
That was the worst shit I've ever heard. I think my ears are bleeding.
What did I told you, the worst ringback tone ever. It's so girly.
It really is.
Now we definitely know Adam's gay. Wow. So whenever he calls back in, you know we got to make fun of him just for that shit.
Yeah. We get in trouble because of that ringback tone.
Shit, I think when Ghetto G calls back in, or ever calls in, we should call that number back just for him, so that way he can hear it.
Yes! Oh my God, yes.
Okay, Avic, but you get the call number this time.
Okay, it's on the soundboard anyways.
Yeah, still up there somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, just chill across the apartment complexes at each other, you know, while children are sleeping. It's cool. You know, my kids aren't, you know, going to wake up or anything. Dumbasses. I can make out every word they're yelling at each other. Like, this is ridiculous.
No. I don't know. More ridiculous than that.
Dude, I can't believe that's his ringtone. Wait, no, I kind of can.
Oh, I mean, you know, I mean, come on. Would you expect anything less from Big Homie's boyfriend?
Exactly, that's why I was saying, you know, I actually can believe that it's his ringback tone.
I was so disturbed. I was, I was about ready to hang out myself.
Dude, I told you, no matter how many times I hear it, I just start cracking up. I can't help it. It's like just one of those things that you have to laugh at.
Yeah, I agree. That's just horrible.
Someone make Ghetto call in so he can hear this shit, because I want to hear him bust on this shit so bad. Because you know he's going to be ragging on that crap so bad.
I think we all.
And for the second hour chair, we have Ghetto ragging on this dude's ringback tone.
We have some gay ass ringtones right there.
Did you know what I find funny is if it wasn't his phone?
Oh, I think that is his phone, because that's the number he calls and that's with every single time.
Well, no, I know it's got to be his phone, because his signature on his, when he texts people, it says Adam in his last name. With dollar signs and shit. And I'm like, oh, cool. Dollar signs. You got so much money.
That is the worst ringback tone ever.
I think we should hear it again.
Wait till Ghetto's around. I am not call. I refuse to ever call that number again.
These balls are hot in my room.
I was going to bet, his ringtone is probably even as gay. Is just as gay as that shit.
Hey, we can ask him whenever he calls back in.
You'd think it'd be like some cool shit, something good. No, it's not. It's gayer than gay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally confirms our suspicions with Big Homie.
It totally makes sense. Even worse for him.
Oh my god.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to get high. Somebody's fucking smoking weed by my fucking apartment.
Hell yeah.
Dude,
nice to
smell that. I'm on the third floor. I can smell that shit from up here. Holy crap. That's some dank shit. Who knows where it comes from?
Come on, Ghetto. You know you want to call in and hear this shit.
I think he's in the chat room right now. He's like, yeah, fuck that. I ain't calling in.
Yeah, no, he's not even in the chat room.
Oh, good. Oh. So he has to hear it.
Yep.
And then rag on it.
You know, if you keep saying that, Havoc will do it on purpose, right?
Oh, we don't know what's going to happen.
You should know these things by now. That's why I'm not like, oh, yeah, ragging on the fucking ring back home. I don't want to ever hear it. That's what will happen.
We already know this.
Havoc will hit a fucking button and they'll start playing again. And you'll be like, what the fuck? He's thinking about it now. That's why he's evil laughing, by the way. He's contemplating this shit. He's like, is it worth the risk of making my ears bleed just to annoy them? Knowing him, he's sitting here, yes it is.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1.
What? It's ringing.
He turned his phone off.
Stop that shit.
Oh, man.
Watch him be, like, macking it with somebody or some shit like that. And his ringtone is, like, call me maybe or some shit. Oh, no, better. The Spice Girls. I bet you it's the Spice Girls. Britney Spears.
Maybe it's Mandy Moore, Candy.
Mandy Moore. Fuck Mandy Moore. No, no, no. It's not Mandy Moore. You know who it is? Aaron Carter.
I wouldn't doubt it. My God, that was just gay. Well, hell yeah, Becky G's got some new music out.
And so I'm totally playing this cool card right now. I'm like, hey, I just sent him a text message saying if he just ignored the show, ignoring everything in general. I go, hey, you should call in with me.
Yeah, that way we got some of his ring back tone.
He hasn't been on Facebook today.
Yeah, I noticed that. Oh my God, that was absolutely horrible. Whoa, what's good, Amanda Wood? You just missed the most gayest ring back tone ever on a dude named Adam phone.
And he already came out of the closet on the show with his lover, Big Homie, so...
I'm sorry, any dude that has a ring back tone like that should definitely be shocked.
Pretty much.
Then again, Spaz, next to you know, your man will probably end up having that as his ringtone. Just to the simple fact, he owns every single Twilight movie. Yeah, I can definitely see your douchebag of a soon-to-be ex and Adam being butt buddies.
Oh, good Lord.
The world would be screwed if those two ever fucking met. But again, we're screwed anyway because we have Adam and he has the worst fucking ring back tone. I've never ever known of a dude to ever have that gay ringtone.
Well, now we unfortunately know one.
I mean, come on. My cousin's friend Anthony is gay as all hell, and he doesn't even have that shit. So that says a lot right there. Yeah, I love how people, you know, come into the room and talk like a second, then they leave. They're like, yeah, well, they're like, yeah, well, come here and talk to you for like a second. They're going to leave. Well, but you will have to kill us if we have to hear that fucking ring back whenever again.
Welcome to the first phase of the third day of the chilling stage. In a strange way, you won't feel pain if you feel pain. When I'm sorry, when I'm angry, and I'm angry. In the catalyst, all of them, and all of that, and everything in between.
And we're back.
Yep.
But man, I just can't just get the thought of having that gay ass bring back tone out of my head.
I don't think anybody will ever be able to get it out of their head.
I mean, that's like the kind of ringtone, you know, Gail G would have.
It really would be if he had a cell phone.
But holy shit. Yeah, by the way, I'm just waiting for your friend to message me one of these days and just be like, why haven't you accepted my friend request?
I don't like to trust her to message you. I think she's just trying to be nosy.
I think so too. Because it's like, wow. Just the fact that out of the random blue, she fucking added me. Well, wants me to add her. You know, that's really cheap for fucking tickets. No, cause I'm looking at ticket prices for the fucking ICP show with Moonshine Bands and Kung Fu Vampire. You think that'd be fucking expensive as all hell?
Yeah.
$17.50 for fucking tickets. But unfortunately, I got to work, well, training on Friday, so I won't be able to go.
I don't know what I got myself into, but apparently I am training for Tough Mudder.
For what?
Tough Mudder.
The fuck is that?
Look it up. You're on a computer.
You're in training for that? Interesting.
Enjoy this for
motherfucker.
Try calling it again.
Yeah.
No luck.
Yeah, it's still off. Oh, I guess that means DLG doesn't get to hear it. But unfortunately, we did.
How the fuck did that happen, that we have to hear it and DLG doesn't get to hear it?
Yeah, I know.
That's bullshit.
That really is. I wanted to fucking torture Ghetto G.
If he had to hear it, he would probably punch a hole in his wall.
Yeah, probably would. I think Spaz should try calling it and see what happens on her end.
Come on. Just work for me. Nope, didn't work.
Damn.
Well, it's Facebook.
Go for it.
And you.
All right. I guess I will. While we play this, Becky G, play it again.
Drop the beat and play.
Oh, definitely.
So,
a lot of
the thing I just figured out is that gay ass ringback tone, it only worked when I called the number through the soundboard.
No.
Well, on the show today.
It worked when I called. First time.
Well, Chris, go ahead. Try and call it. See what happens.
Oh, I'm passing. Screw that.
Oh, yeah, just so Chris knows, me and Ghetto were talking, and from here on out, anytime you decide to mention the fact, because I'm in college, you get 5 minutes of penalty box.
What else?
But,
so what the hell is Ghetto's word to put him in the penalty box?
Absolutely nothing.
He needs something.
It's Ghetto. This is Ghetto we're talking about? No, I don't even go in the penalty box. So what you talking about?
Okay, we should put the size in the penalty box for saying that.
But I think it's time to play Spaz's fucking song here. Or track, so here we go.
I see you walking around. I'm creeping, I'm making sounds. I swear your booty's so round. And now I'm so horny. I got my phone, took a pic. Send it to yours, you should click. Yeah, look at that, that's my dick. But now I'm so horny. You're applying lotion. Bouncing in slow motion. I like an ocean, where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my penis, so touch it maybe. It kinda slants right at you, baby. But that's my penis, so kiss it maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my penis, let's make some babies. And all the other girls never date me, but here's my penis. Can I put it in your booty? You saw the pic, never called, so then I sent you my balls. You sent me nothing at all, but still I'm so horny. I wanna play with your hair, your panties give me a pair. But now you're looking all scared, that makes me more horny. You're applying lotion, bouncing in slow motion. I just like an ocean, where you think you're going, bitch? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my penis, so touch it maybe. It kinda slants right at you, baby. But that's my penis, so kiss it maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my penis, let's make some babies. And all the other girls never date me, but here's my penis. Can I put it in your booty? Before I met you, I would ask, where the hoes at? Where the hoes at? Where the hoes at? Before I met you, I would ask, where the hoes at? Where the hoes at? Where the hoes at? My penis curves right for you, baby. So now it's your turn. Show me your labia. Show me that shit, girl.
And we're back.
Hey.
And that would be Chris's track, First Pass.
What?
Nope. I think you said you're gonna play Spaz's track, so that was your track dedicated to Spaz.
I'm just saying, Tricio, you know, that's definitely something that you definitely probably sing to her.
I don't know. What? Actually,
I mean, you know, you were Spaz the Stalker at one time. And that's definitely a stalker type track.
Oh, yeah? Well, is Ghetto in the chat yet?
No.
Oh, no, he's totally missing this.
Yep.
Hold on. No, I have a song from him from, like, everybody else for, from everybody else. No, from him to everybody else. Yeah, there we go. There. Some reason I have more service laying right here than I do over there.
So you stay right there.
You think I'm doing numbness?
Apparently it doesn't want to work.
It doesn't, and I don't know why. It's trying to piss me off. But I have like two electronic devices trying to get this shit to work, and it's not working right now. I will get the display, though. I will. It is my mission. Batman.
Yeah, that's totally gonna work.
Maybe if you go downstairs, it'll work. I have more service lately down there. I'm gonna fall down these fucking stairs someday. It's not
going to
be pretty.
No, right. But it wouldn't be funny.
How the hell do you struggle with stairs, Faz?
Probably because of the fact, you know, I don't think she ever had stairs in the other place she lived in.
Ah.
But yet, she decided to move to a condo with stairs.
Marvo.
This is dedicated from Ghetto to everyone, so.
To play it.
Keep playing.
Thank you.
the fuck was that?
Exactly. It's like, what the fuck is this bullshit on the soundboard?
It's called
Bitch. It's not even on the soundboard.
Well, that's a good thing.
Chris, you gotta realize, Baz doesn't have the password to the soundboard, so how would it be on the soundboard? And how would you play it?
Good point.
But, fuck was that? Besides annoying.
Well, blow my whistle, bitch.
Fucking. What the fuck? You're acting some crazy shit. Fucking watching Urban Tarzan. And this dude's like, looking for a bear. Oh, they found the bear. It's inside somebody's car. Fucking Yogi the Bear is fucking driving a car. Oh, man. Spaz, what would you do if you ever saw a fucking bear in your car? Okay, Chris, what would you do if you ever saw a bear in your car?
Try and do something like The Hangover and take it out there.
Yeah, but that's so gonna work. I'm gonna pull a Hangover, pretend the bear's out there, and get into the car with the bear. Yeah, that's gonna work so well. Bye bye, Chris. You just became Bear Lunch. No. Again, Spaz, what would you do? If you ever saw a bear in your car.
I told you I spoke it with a stick.
Oh, there goes Spaz. She's dead too.
Hell no. Poking it with a stick is fun. You know what I would do? I'd feed you to it.
You know what? Let's ask Gil G what he'd do. Gil G, what would you do if you ever saw a bear in your car?
Oh my god, man. Do you guys got any German Shepherd to play?
No. But Adam is gayer than gay.
I'm going to try and call him again and see if it works now.
I'll do it.
Do it. You won't do it.
But why would a bear be in my car?
I don't know.
Please enjoy this.
No.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement.
I guess that means Gil G doesn't get to hear it.
Stupid.
Why did oh,
you...
darn.
Yeah, get him. Adam has a really girly fucking bring back tone.
Oh my god, it's so girly. I damn near pissed myself.
And what is it?
I don't. It's like some country girly songy thing.
All right. I
don't know the song, but it made me laugh.
That sums it up real well.
Yeah, she texted me his number to call, and I called it, and it worked the first time. It hasn't worked since.
How does it work, but now all of a sudden it doesn't?
He shut his phone off, most likely.
Wow, he doesn't want to talk to you guys.
Wow, he just doesn't want to hear his ringback tone anymore.
Well, there is a silent button.
Yeah. But That doesn't do anything about the ringback tone.
But I'm just saying, man, if he don't want to hear his phone ring, he can put it on silent. That doesn't change. You guys can listen to it all you want, though, on your that bullshit.
Someone find it on the playback and play it for him.
Greek Wood. Except you don't get a playback until, you know, the show is actually over and we all hang up.
Nah, if you're in the chat, you can go backwards in it.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
I've done it numerous times.
How about the fact that after Ghetto G left the chat room, Amanda Wood showed up?
You see that?
I mean, you know, she didn't really say much. All she said was whoop whoop. How you been? I'm
is
good.
Is that the only person that showed up?
Yes. Yeah, by the way, Ghetto, that's a really annoying fucking thing on her end.
What the hell is that?
That's my mouth.
It's your mouth?
Why?
Well, can you silence it?
No.
I'm making way too much noise.
You should
have
my mouth.
Now what is that? Static? A fan? What is that?
I don't know. It's not me.
I got my fan going backwards.
Going backwards?
How the fuck do you accomplish that?
Easy, Chris. You turn it, if it's in the window, you turn it around, it's going backwards.
Really?
Yes, Ghetto, really.
Here we thought you were clever, but you're not.
Yeah. Right now I'm kind of using it as a exhaust fan, so that way when I smoke it, the smell of cigarettes doesn't stay in my room. It goes all the way outside.
Wait. You're a smoker. You don't like the smell of cigarettes?
No, it's not that. The fact that my mom is allergic to the smell of cigarettes.
Yeah. I'm allergic to it, too. No, not really. I just fucking hate the smell of it.
Oh, what up, Adam?
What?
I'm out of minutes. I've got $1 until tomorrow.
He had $1 like 2 days ago.
Tell him to turn his phone back on so that way we can play the ring back on for Ghetto G.
Man, just ask him what it is through text.
Here. Does he just texted her? He did his work. Really? That just rings. Goodbye, Adam. We're hanging up on you.
I asked him about his ring back on.
Yeah, ask him why it's so damn girly.
Nah, I don't know, man.
I mean, you know, we knew he was gay. But even gay people wouldn't have that as a fucking ringback tone.
If he's out a minute and he's got a dollar until tomorrow, that must mean he's got a prepaid phone.
Well, now that you're caught up, what else?
Hey, Fez, why don't you go ahead and play that track for Ghetto G?
You're going to twist it. question, right? I go, no.
Yeah, his fan battle is not twisted. It's some girly country bullshit. Man, I hate capture fucking things. It's retarded.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they're so amazing, especially when you're trying to send a message to fucking set up an interview with Becky G.
Man, I love those things, man. I love banging them out every day.
Yeah, well, I've been doing this for the past fucking, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Doing what, what, huh?
10 minutes? That ain't nothing.
Because if I keep fucking, apparently I keep saying, could not read CAPTCHA, token file, try again.
Well, type the right shit, motherfucker.
Man, I have been.
Liar.
I've been typing this shit that it gives me, and it says it's the wrong one. I mean, do they want me to fucking type in the goddamn fucking thing that are in there too? Like a fucking dots in the fucking lines?
What lines?
Oh, they got lines for the fucking capture. It's fucking retarded. Ah, oh, fuck it. I give up.
Man, are you blocked on Facebook right now?
No.
No, but apparently Busta B is deleting people.
Busta B? How the fuck are you friends with Busta B?
He deleted me too because my neighbors are foreigners with backpacks.
He deleted you?
I said no, he deleted me too because my neighbors are foreigners with backpacks.
Well, the other day he deleted Havoc and Chris because of that.
Yeah, because you just care a bitch when we talk about foreigners with backpacks.
How come he hasn't deleted you?
It's a good question.
Exactly.
I don't know. I guess because we've known each other for 13 years, I don't fucking know.
Hell yeah.
I was kind of expecting him to delete me after his whole little spiel of all the nonsense he was saying.
But nope. Still has you.
But no, I'm still hanging in there.
Yeah, get over the fact that Becky G put out a new track.
Oh, what did she remake now?
Nothing. This is actually her own track off of her debut album that'll be dropping this year.
See that?
So it should be interesting. But yeah, to Adam Fasano, your ring back tone is gay as all hell. But then again, you're big homie's boyfriend, so what else can we expect?
So it's not unexpected that your ring back tone is gay as fuck, because that's what big homie likes to hear when he calls you.
he likes to hear that whenever he calls you on that big ass phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. The phone.
Just tell me to stop screaming.
He probably did. Yeah, exactly. The fucking brick phone that broke John Cena's neck.
This makes no sense. I told him that it was a girly country song. He goes, LOL, my default. I thought I added your name to my ring back. Do you like when I get to hell or set an example, or you think we're all the same? What?
I believe those are song titles.
I know, but it's still. I like your default better.
Just pick one.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Pick the default one. So that way it goes to your.
This way I can call you and you can hear it. I ever call you.
Jeez. So ignorant.
Yeah. Finally got him.
That's all right. Whenever I was able to afford a phone, Spaz never called me either.
I texted you all the time. Don't give me that crap.
That's texting. Anybody could do that.
You don't want me to call you anyways.
Yeah.
Maybe I did. You'll never know.
Yeah, go figure. I was the only one who was lucky enough or unlucky enough to have Spaz call him.
Whoa, Brian. Whoa. Holy hairy chest. Oh, my God.
My name is not Brian. you got the wrong person.
Whoa. I went on my Instagram, and next thing you know, I see a picture of my gay friend, Brian, hanging upside down with a little hairy chest on.
Instagram, the place for faggots.
No wonder I never even had one.
I'm surprised. Chris don't have an Instagram yet.
Instagram? I didn't even know what the fuck that was for the longest time.
Oh, man.
Like, people got that shit. They got that, what's it called? Flickr.
Twitter.
Oh, that bullshit.
Yeah, another uploading pictures thing.
Well, you know, everybody's got to upload pictures somehow.
Yeah, because Facebook has way too many pictures, right?
Yeah, every time I post a picture of myself, nobody gives a shit. But I post something of like a half-naked chick or something, everybody's all over it.
You know, that's because it's a naked chick.
Or, you know, if you put a phone, JR says that, JR, more exciting than stranger sex in the shower.
Yeah, man, somebody did not agree with that, though.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was actually kind of funny.
What'd you put up?
A new promo picture that says Juggalo Rod Radio is more exciting than having sex, shower sex with a stranger.
Yeah.
Nice.
But some dude named Adam on Gilgis page did not agree with that one whatsoever.
Yeah. He's probably a fucking man whore or something.
Yeah, probably. Sound like both to be.
Yeah, right, dude. That dude probably could be a man whore, but he's too much of a bitch.
Doesn't he have a man bitch?
I'm just saying, man. Like, he's... I don't know, he's too much on that girly side.
So how is it he can text me if you thought...
Are you still on that?
I guess she is.
Just go with it.
Jeez. Give my dog snoring when you're talking about that. That's how much you give a fuck.
Wait, here's a question for you. Does your dog ever wake the fuck up?
No.
Yes, it does.
Every time, man. Dog is always sleeping all day.
Yeah, always snoring.
All night.
She's sleeping on my bed right now.
Take a dog outside and play or something, man. What the fuck?
More than God.
So
have the dog go chase the mailman or something.
Yes, okay. I'll have the dog go chase the night mailman.
Hey, man, my dog's always trying to hunt down the mailman because the mailman gives him treats and shit.
Right, so your mailman gives your dog treats.
Yeah, it's a biscuit, you sick fuck. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, it is fast.
I don't know what the hell the mailmen do down there and where the fuck they live at, but they don't do that here.
You never know. Sometimes, you know, the word dog is used like other ways.
Well, since I'm not black nor trying to be black, I use dog as in the animal.
Animal. I was thinking maybe that's what you called yourself, you know. Gotta give the dog, you know,
wolf, wolf, baby.
Well, you never know, because you like some fucking sandwiches with bacon on them.
What does that gotta do with being a dog?
Okay.
A lot of people like sandwiches like that.
No.
Oh, I even like those type of sandwiches.
See, is Chris a dog?
Try calling Adam.
What am I going to call Adam for?
Because he said to try calling him.
Only if he makes me a fucking egg.
Please enjoy this for right. Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless.
Yeah, to that faggot, it doesn't work.
How'd it go from that to ringing to that?
Because that ringback must have had JR laughing up, huh?
No. Not at all.
No, I was crying, man. I had to get some tissues.
Go get up, man. How do you feel about the fact that Chris is going to be only 4 hours away from you?
He's already technically like 4 to 6 hours away from you or something.
And if he drives at 120 from where he'd be, he'd be 2 hours.
And where exactly is he going?
Westchester University.
Okay, then.
So much enthusiasm.
What's that like? Like an old dude school?
No, that's fixing it.
Probably. No, in Chris.
Gotta wear uniforms.
Fuck no.
In other words, yes.
In other words, I wasn't around at that time where you had to wear uniforms when you went to middle school.
What?
He's talking about wearing uniforms.
You wore uniforms when you were in middle school?
We're not in England. We don't wear uniforms when we go to school.
There's, like, Catholic schools and shit.
Fuck yeah. Schools. Who gives a fuck about them?
Private schools. I think they do that.
Well, that's gay.
It is gay.
Well, I didn't just say it was the most wonderful thing. I just said that they do it.
Well, nobody's ever gone to school like that who's on the show. So, we're all good.
Maybe Spaz did. You never know.
What did I do?
Went to a private school where you had a uniform.
I actually did. Thank you.
See?
Awesome.
It was a Catholic school.
See, she even went to a Catholic school. See that? See how that turned out?
Yeah.
We all see it turned out very well.
We see what she learned there.
Exactly. We can all see it just by the way she talks.
Where the fuck did he go?
Havoc, she is speaking to you.
What happened this past?
Did you hear about the conversation that we're having?
Apparently something about fucking you and Catholic school. That place wants to burn down the menu. You walked in there.
Yeah, well, you want to know who else went to Catholic school?
No, not really.
Imagine the same uniform as me?
No, not really.
Come on, man, don't ruin that.
And you know who it is?
Well, Ghetto, I'm pretty sure, it was already ruined the minute she stepped into a fucking uniform.
Damn,
Daddy. Okay.
Burn.
As far as we all know who you're gonna say. And we honestly just don't give a fuck about her.
Well, you know, she tried adding me today, so.
Jeez,
she's
still adding people.
No. She tried adding me last night. And I just don't give a fuck enough, to accept.
I'm surprised she ain't listening in right now.
Go ahead. Tell her to add me, man. I want to have her on the ignore list, too. Come on. Or maybe she'll get lucky and I'll add her and we'll have a lovely conversation.
Oh, dear Lord. Well, okay. You're just trying to figure out what the fuck's going on and who I'm talking to and all this crap.
I ain't saying she a stalker, but she a stalker.
She is a stalker.
Yep. There you go, Chris. You and her get together. Stalker and stalker.
I'll pass.
You guys can, trade off tips on how you stalk people.
Does Chris know about her?
Yeah.
I don't think I know who the chick is, but if I do know,
we've had this conversation, several times.
You have a house.
I think I'm going to say this for, a third time now. Chris has seen her tits.
We've all seen her tits. Except, also that pussy, too.
Well, there's also that, too, yeah.
Wait, what?
I guess I doesn't pay attention.
Oh, no, I don't want to pay attention to that. That's something that makes me go, ooh. I don't
want to
know.
Y'all see this right now? It's not as tight as she says it is.
Oh, Maron, I don't want to know.
Oh, come on, you already know.
Yeah. Let me come on. You were best friends with a merp.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about now.
He probably doesn't.
Okay, Mr. I'm in college. Then what are we talking about?
Person who was a stalker, and so I have to guess on what chick it is. Does the name begin with an A?
No.
Oh,
fuck. I give up.
He said, oh, fuck.
Chris, college has failed you.
Well, it's also failed a lot of people that can't spell it either.
Yeah, after all.
People that post, pictures that have to do with college, and in the picture it's spelled right, but above it, it's spelled wrong.
Of course. You have to prove that you're not as good as everybody else.
Like, why? Why is there an A?
Yeah, that's a picture thing, not the school building.
Motherfucker, look at the picture. It's spelled right there. You're looking right at it.
So, Ghetto, what would you do if Chris, ever still going to Westchester University? Went to decided to go to the college in Pittsburgh.
Why the fuck would he go here, man? This school sucks.
Yeah, why the fuck would he go there? I mean, honestly, I'm just going to Westchester to get a degree, an associate's degree in business marketing.
Oh,
why don't you go to Penn State?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. They cost more.
Well, you're at Penn State. You can join the paranormal group that they got going on there.
Are we kidding? Are you kidding? He would join the group and then of course get kicked out for trying to hit a fucking ghost.
He'll get kicked out for trying to make it bleed.
Yeah, for telling a ghost to bleed.
What are you doing, Chris? Trying to make
choking
it bleed.
Choking him off like a ghost that bleeds, bitch.
Like, Chris, there's nothing there.
The ghost.
Next thing you know, he just grabs one of the people that's around and starts choking him.
Of course. The ghost is my excuse.
Chris, relax. It's just a breeze of air. It's not a ghost. You can't make it bleed.
Is that what you try to do, Chris, every time you feel wind? Like, I'm gonna catch you, you motherfucker.
No, that's just bitches passing gas.
It's just bitches passing gas, so havoc.
When bitch gives you gas, what happens?
So in other words, you try to catch my gas and I'll hit that?
I didn't know that you were a bitch, Havoc.
No, but he is
pretty good as it goes. Nasty bitches give me gas, not nasty bitches with gas. So either way, Chris is trying to catch gas and hit that. Man, you're definitely, man, the more you keep trying to catch gas, man, the smellier and the stinkier you're going to be. Chris, if you really want to, choke somebody and kill them, I'm pretty sure Spaz and wouldn't mind you choking her soon-to-be ex-husband.
I'll think about it.
I mean, that's bound to be a fight there anyway, so you may as well do it.
Well, you know. You could always sit there and choke him, and while you're choking him, go, I'm a music artist.
And then you can punch him in the fucking throat for saying that. I can see that happening already.
Man, I could see him just socking him in the face like, gangsta here, what the hell? Yeah, he could sing the whole fucking song while he's punching.
He probably would too.
It's like fucking a stereo boom. Man, I could even see him just pulling out a yo-yo and just start smacking him with it or something.
Okay, this is how stupid as fuck.
He's like, check it out around the world, bitch. Now watch me walk the dog.
Great, now I'm seeing like a music video idea for this shit, which I will never do.
You should definitely do a music video.
No.
Okay, oh, come on, Ghetto. Fun. Ghetto, he already did.
What?
It's on his like page.
Man, that's not a video. That's just a picture.
To do a music video, it would have to have me moving, doing stuff, doing some actions in it. Which, you guys could have like
actions
for me.
What kind of actions do you want to be doing in it?
I have no idea. I have to figure out the exact background on that shit. It was to do a music video.
Oh, fine, Chris. In that case, you know, we'll, you know, like, we'll just hand you like a roll of toilet paper, a empty box of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, we'll make a video like that. Like your boys commit to anything.
Yeah,
I've had. Like, here, hold this.
Don't drop it. Anybody yet? In the video? Just give him a fucking bar of soap. And yo, Chris, don't drop the soap.
Give him a bar of soap. What the fuck?
Avic, I don't want a bar of soap that you had. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't use bars of soap there, Chris.
The fuck do you use?
Exactly.
Liquid soap.
Interesting.
Always better because of the fact you can't drop it.
I'm sure you could drop it.
Well, no, we have it. He knows how to drop everything, so. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, at least I have a job and at least I can cook.
Wait, hold on. Chris can cook. What are you talking about?
I can cook. That's easy enough to do.
Yeah, okay.
Wait. Chris, you can cook from scratch?
Yes, I can make a few things from scratch.
Besides ramen?
AKA, he made macaroni in a box.
There's a whole shitload of stuff I can make. I mean, how pasta is easy enough to make, but that's just boring and I kind of hate it after a while. There's just a whole shitload of stuff I can make.
First, that's not making it from scratch.
Yeah, I know how to make things. You know, take it out of the freezer, put it in the microwave.
I don't make things that don't just involve that. It's called putting it in the oven.
No, I'm saying that's what I do. I sure as hell can't cook.
Well, you know, I know how to make things too. You know, when I want to, you know, some beef, I want to water it down, ground it down, and all this stuff.
That's all right. I'll just have Spaz make you some food.
There you go.
Yeah, make that sandwich she owes you.
I made some banging ass pork chops today.
I'll date Spaz just so she can make me food.
So in other words, you get over, you begin a sandwich like almost every day.
Man, I don't want a sandwich every day. You better, you know, switch it up a little bit, bitch.
I'll make you a sandwich with bacon every day. I'll make you a peanut butter sandwich too.
The hell, I can make that.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not.
Wait, you're not Adam. You know how to make food.
Or Ghetto, you know, if you go and make your peanut butter and bacon sandwich.
That'd be interesting.
Who the hell would eat that?
I don't know, man. It sounds interesting. Couldn't be that bad.
Sounds interesting to try it, but it also sounds weird as fuck.
I mean, my dogs eat bacon strips with, like, peanut butter and whatnot.
Well, they're dogs.
Just saying.
They'll eat anything.
That's not true. They're not goats.
All right, dude,
okay, there's one thing my dogs won't eat, and that's vegetables. That's it.
Man, humans don't even eat vegetables.
Exactly.
Guys, I've declared that if you guys were ever to turn into zombies, right, I'd lock you in my basement, and I'd feed you Jehovah's Witnesses.
Sweet.
Well, I mean, you know, while you're at it, you might as well feed us Catholics and Christians, too, and Jewish people.
Did you just say Jewish people?
Yes. I think it's trying to change the African Mexican midget to African Mexican Jewish midget. Racist.
So why do you want to eat Jewish people exactly?
I don't know. They tend to some of them tend to annoy the hell out of me. The only Jew that would be left alive is Adam Sandler.
Well, you really don't have that decision since you would be dead at this point.
Yep.
But, you know, what Spaz could do is, while we're eating all the other Jewish people, lock a fucking Adam Sandler, and just have him fucking start singing the fucking Hanukkah song the entire time.
What the fuck?
It'd be perfect as all hell.
Yeah. Definitely be something to see.
Any Jewish people that Adam Sandler sings the Hanukkah song.
Speaking of which, go to the soundboard and play that song right now.
Do we even still have that on the soundboard?
Should still be there, yes.
Find out. Nope.
We mean no.
I mean no, bitch.
Man, why the fuck did you delete it?
I think that's one of the tracks I got eaten by the soundboard a long ass time ago.
Chris, you see that, man? Everything I put up there, he deletes.
I already know that.
But some bullshit song I put up there, he lets it stay forever.
Yeah, that jerk.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that song, man.
The only way he doesn't delete songs is if we misname them on purpose.
Yeah.
They won't find them.
Bastard.
Pretty much.
Or you label something that that you think would be funny that Havoc would play, so he plays it.
Exactly.
Just label it. Havoc won't play this, and he'll be sure to play it.
So basically, like, if we label something like the Fandango theme as Adam Sandler, he'll play it.
It's kind of like Ron Burgundy on Anchorman. He'll read anything. Havoc will play anything.
He'll read anything that has some stupid ass title to it and play it.
About that.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Adam, is that you?
Nah, that's Becky G. Two more years and then it should be legal.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Well, I mean,
damn,
come
it,
on,
damn it, Heaven, can't you just like somebody for their music?
No.
I like her music, but, you know, doesn't hurt to, you know, that she looks good and she'll be 18 in 2 years.
In 2 years. You see how wrong that is?
Yeah. And how old will you be in 2 years?
28.
Good luck.
28 and she'll be 18, thank God.
Thank God.
Lucky fucking juice. They get fucking eight. They get 8 days of presents. We only get one.
So.
I want fucking 8 days of getting presents.
They only get one present a day. You do know that. So.
Pretend that you're a Jew.
I could probably do that. Yom Kippur. Light the fucking menorah.
And you could also dance the whore.
I would definitely love to dance with the whore.
No.
You meant dance as a whore.
What happens if you did dance the whore with a whore? Then what?
I don't know. Ask Chris.
Why ask me? Because you're the one who's going to be dancing the whore.
Because you're Jewish. You've probably done it before.
Because you're Jewish.
I'm sorry. I don't see how an atheist is Jewish. I can't, bitch.
Well, then. Okay, Chris, I'm pretty sure you know you were born as a Jew.
To be 100% technical, I was raised as a Catholic, and I chose being an atheist.
Whoa, how the fuck do you go from being a Catholic to a fucking horror artist?
See? It's not that hard.
Well, I mean, you know, for Chris anyways.
It's called being forced to take the stupid religious shit by my parents, and then them letting me choose what the hell I wanted to be, and I decided that I don't really believe in that shit.
Yeah. Well, according to Havoc, you're a Jew.
I don't really know how I became a Jew, but now it would be a perfect time if it was on the soundboard to play the I Need a Jew song from Family Guy.
Yeah. That's exactly how we know Chris is gay, when he says he needs a Jew.
Or you could play, what is that, Lonely Jew, or some shit from Southport. A Lonely
yeah, so
Jew on Christmas.
Jew, and I think Havoc's the one that's gay, because he keeps trying to call me a Jew, when I'm obviously not one. Trying to force his religious beliefs on me.
You're gay if you call somebody a Jew?
Trying to force
religious beliefs
on me.
I'm not forcing anything on you.
Forcing what on you? You're saying Havoc's forcing you to be a Jew?
He's trying to force me to be a Jew. He's trying to force his religious beliefs on me.
Well, do you want a yarmulke? I can give you a yarmulke.
I would love a yarmulke to wear when I'm taking my final.
I have a yarmulke.
I can give you a yarmulke.
Well,
but the funny thing is, I'm not Jewish though, but I have a yarmulke.
I'm not Jewish. I can probably find the Yom.
I had a Jewish math teacher, and she was giving out shit, and somehow I asked for a yarmulke, and I got one.
The fuck? You asked for a yarmulke? Who does that?
I asked her if I could have a yarmulke. I wanted a yarmulke.
Yeah, I wore a yarmulke at school one time, and Jewish people didn't find it very funny. Because I went to school with a bunch of Jews.
Fucking Jewish people.
Well, I found a way around fucking that capture bullshit.
You got off the internet?
No. I went from Becky G's official page to her Tumblr, and I'm asking about any of that was.
Ooh, Tumblr.
What the fuck is that?
Exactly. I don't know. It's one of those picture sites, too.
Sound gay.
Yeah. Spaz has one.
No, I don't.
What?
My husband, on the other hand, does.
Your husband has one. The fuck does he need one for?
I don't know.
Fuck's he do on there?
Jerks off? I don't know.
Jerks off? Why is he gonna jerk off if he has a wife?
Because he don't get none here.
Well, why the hell not?
Really?
Yeah, really.
You're gonna ask these questions?
Do you have a chastity belt?
Pretty much.
Well, I mean, after you having kids and whatnot.
I have two friends. One
with him, not with him. And he pisses me off a lot
more often. So, you know, just like that. Hey, pterodactyl, shut up. Yeah, we're trying to listen to Spaz talk. Not a pterodactyl makes weird noises.
Rat.
Why are you yelling at me?
That's the pterodactyl.
Yeah, Rihanna is the pterodactyl, not you.
Notice how she gets quiet and shuts the hell up.
So are you saying that Chris has more of a chance of getting with you than your husband?
No. No.
Damn. I guess you're shit out of luck, Chris.
Yep. AJ Lee don't want you. Spaz don't want you.
AJ Lee? What the fuck?
Havoc. AJ Lee don't even fucking want you.
That you know of.
You don't even know who the hell is. So, good luck with that. And you want underage girls who are 2 years underage.
Chris, I'm pretty sure
I
have a better shot of AJ Lee than you would.
Hey, listen.
Are we really fighting about this?
My toilet is.
Huh?
Ready? Listen to how loud my toilet is.
The fuck?
She interrupts the fight by that. Nice.
It wasn't that loud.
It's just loud as fuck.
Now, if it was Havoc doing that, it'd be pretty loud.
Yeah, it probably would be.
What do you mean, probably would be? It is. We've heard it several times.
human centipede. Mwahaha. Fuck that.
What about a centipede?
I said the human centipede fucked us.
Okay.
That is a fucking pick that definitely saved my fucking shit. Fucking OTEP. Looking sexy as oil.
My whistle, bitch.
Really? We'll get to it, Chris.
Guess what? I was playing a game on my iPhone.
She's calling for you.
Oh, hell no.
Well, apparently she just did.
Yeah, by saying, oh, hell no.
My name is Crystal. Now, why does special bus? Speaking of special bus, there's a special bus parked in my complex. There's somebody who drives a special bus here. Yeah. Chris, do you ride on it?
Why are you telling us about your car, man?
Well, you know, I got the hatchet mobile, so.
That ain't the hatchet mobile. It's the fucking amazingkids.org mobile.
The magical school bus.
Yeah, a magical school bus.
I got a taxi driver that lives around here.
Oh, not a taxi driver.
No, that's your ride right there.
That's my ride.
Yeah, you got a ride.
Fuck out of here, man. I got no money to pay for a taxi.
Be on the soundboard.
Oh,
well, I'm gonna have to delete it.
So apparently Adam's getting minutes at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Ooh, nobody cares.
Hell no.
We'll be able to hear his ring back tone.
Great.
For him.
D-
Do you miss talking to Adam?
I'm talking to him now.
That's not talking. That's just fucking words.
Word that Adam can't even spell.
Yeah.
You spell option, right?
That's a shocker.
Yeah, you spell every word in most of these sentences correct.
Wow. Yeah, most.
It's because he has to. He's talking to a chick.
Yeah. Have him fucking talk. Have him fucking go off the SKR again, and see exactly how well he sells out that time.
Yeah.
For that, I am sucking it.
Good old Adam.
Well, you know, this one time.
Sometimes Sav is enjoying talking to Suck a Dick.
God damn it, Havoc.
One eyed dog, man. They're fucking
well,
good.
Well, you don't have to hear each other talk or anything.
Yeah, motherfucker. As you were saying, darling.
I don't remember what I was saying.
Well, that's not, you know, unusual.
By the way, Havoc, so you know, when I'm trying to spy on people, that loud noise is not okay. Just saying.
What happened?
Being noisy. People were being out loud outside of my apartment, so I was looking out the window. The noise. They damn near scared the little piss out of me. They looked at me. They couldn't see me.
Are you John Cena now? You can't see me.
Damn right, I'm John Cena now.
That's what she was saying, man. She's like, you can't see me.
That's exactly what she was saying, too.
I'll fucking take a video and post that shit up on Facebook for y'all. Like, can't see me.
And then she took a step back. Branch cracks. Oh, fuck.
I think you should come up with a wrestler, like three different wrestlers, with the you can't see and you can't hear me and you can't, I can't speak to you or some shit like that.
Go ahead, Faz, you can go ahead and do that.
Yeah. Not sure if that's Spaz or if that's Eugene.
They should have a blind, deaf, and mute wrestler.
Well, it's not Chris because of the fact, you know, he wasn't talking, so I hung up on him.
You hung up on Chris?
Yep.
Why?
I got bored.
Well, he hasn't sent me a text message, so I don't know. Nobody got a text message. What do you fucking hung up on me?
That was just me. I sent you a text message.
Huh?
What?
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 I think it's funny how if we hang up on him, he goes and bitches to Spaz.
That's because Spaz is here.
Yeah, but even when she's not here, he still goes and bitches to her.
No, he doesn't.
He probably does. Just like, you know, just like how Adam, every single time, you know, he makes an egg, text Spaz, hey, I made an egg.
Is it bad that I'm not even paying attention when you talk anymore?
Ooh.
That's okay, Spaz. Chris and Adam will definitely come to your house and make you some eggs.
They're going to.
I need. Oh no.
They're gonna yolk on your face.
Oh God, I'm running away.
Why are you running away?
Get here, please.
What?
That I'm hiding at your place.
Yeah, you can come meet my parents.
Be
like, this creepy girl is going to be staying here for a while.
Okay.
Like, does she go to church? No. She's the devil.
I sleep naked.
You sleep naked. So yeah. I don't mind.
Exactly.
I wouldn't mind either.
Oh,
well, there you go. Go stay with Havoc. He's closer.
No, I'm good.
Although you might wake up with him over top of you breathing heavy.
I'll stick to hiding in, like, your closet ghetto or something. I'm good. I'm good with that.
Yeah, good luck getting in that closet.
All right, well, you can take your closet and I'll take your bed.
Man, ain't nobody getting the closet. Ain't nobody getting in there.
Well, I'm still taking over your bed, so.
There's a lot of blacks in there.
You can find somewhere else to sleep.
You can sleep on the couch.
No, I'm taking your bed.
Well, my bed is kind of comfy.
Okay, I'm a bed hogger.
When I say I put bitches to bed, I mean I put bitches to bed.
Do you bore them that bad?
No, they lay down, they go to sleep. But yeah, I probably do bore them that bad though, yeah. I am a pretty boring person.
Oh, it's Chris.
Chris is like one of them internet predators.
He looks like one.
he likes to lure girls in, and then he'll probably have sex with them and kill them or something like that.
Yeah, that, or, you know, force his dog to have sex with him, too.
Or, yeah, or some fucked up shit like that. Like, you wanted her to perform a sex act on the cat?
think we should all meet up somewhere and wreak havoc on something.
Wreak havoc on something?
Are you sure about that one?
Now, are we wreaking havoc, or are we wreaking havoc on havoc? Like, maybe go to Havoc's house and throw little pebbles at his window and start singing love songs.
You can hold the boombox while standing on top of the lawnmower.
Wait, the lawnmower? What? The fuck is there a lawnmower for? Are we going to cut his grass, too?
Apparently.
It's our getaway car.
Start cutting the grass singing like, I want you back. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And the fact that apparently Spaz wants to use a fucking lawnmower as a fucking getaway car.
Now, like, do you have a sit-down lawnmower?
No.
I don't.
Well, they're going to steal one of those, then, because ain't nobody got one of those.
Maybe Chris does.
Yeah, right. Chris doesn't do anything. He's going to have a sit-down lawnmower. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to ask him right now.
Matter of fact, I think the dude up the street actually has one.
Down lawn mower.
I saw him wilding out in the middle of the alleyway with it.
I know a guy, when I used to live up in New Hampshire, he got a DUI and he got his license taken away, so he's not allowed to drive a car ever again.
Man, that's like a redneck thing to do right there. Drive a fucking lawnmower down the street.
Yeah, he's got a strap to the back of it so he can put his beer in it.
See that?
Oh, Chris doesn't have one either.
Told you. He's from fucking England.
Yeah, he's a foreigner.
Now maybe if you had some... Now maybe if you asked him if he had some crumpets and tea, he could hook you up.
My uncle has a mower.
Well, see, there you go. There's the getaway mower.
But exactly, now, where does your uncle live there, Spaz?
Meriden.
Where?
Maryland.
Meriden.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm pretty sure even Ghetto G when I'm going was near Meriden.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Meriden is a town in Connecticut where it lives.
It lives.
Yeah.
So, like, if we walk down the street, we'll see it. Like, in the sewer.
I would like to say that I get a text message from Chris saying after I told him that he's gay for not having a sit-down lawnmower. He goes, okay then, LOL. I'm trying to plan out my 3 semesters of college now.
Well, tell him that we're going to feed him to it. We're going to throw him down in the sewer and he's going to get eaten alive.
I just told him we're going to feed you to it.
Then he won't have to worry about college.
He goes, okay, that's fun.
That's fun.
Well, I mean, you know, it's definitely listening to him. More than likely, we could just probably just toss him in, just fucking toss him in her fucking pussy.
Well, maybe if he dies, you know, he could sell more records.
Yeah, of the one track that he put out.
Yeah, man, Gangsta here with the Hard Girls would go fucking platinum.
Hell yeah.
Something.
I can just see it now. MVP comes back, first thing you hear is, Gangsta here with the Hard Girls.
MVP? Are you talking about the wrestler?
Yes.
Why would he be coming out to that?
Okay, fine. Michael Cole comes out to gangsta the hit with the hot girls.
Even that's bad.
Fine, I'll make it Mark Henry.
Notice the phone line went
dead. Fine. Okay, fine. The dancing faggot can come out to a Fandango.
That'd be interesting.
Thanks, the heat. You know who I'd be.
That's right.
Yeah, fucking see if they could try to ballroom dance to that fucking shit.
Yeah, what is one ugly ass dancer?
Yeah, man, he brought her back.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about, man? Bring the other girl back, man. She has some nice ass fucking legs.
Hell yeah. I even bring back the fucking blonde.
That's what I'm talking about. He only has two of them. He got that, what was that, brown hair chick, and then he got Summer Rae, which is the blonde hair girl.
Yeah. Summer Rae even with him.
I still think we should all get together.
Well, then let's get together.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You've never heard that song?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not recognize that song by Yeah, Yeah, Yeah?
No, it goes get together. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sing more of it.
Remember the rest of it.
Yeah, she's gonna hum it out.
Yeah, I can hum it out.
Man, the way you're singing it sounds like fucking Gullah Gullah Island.
Gullah Gullah Island. Binya Binya.
That's what it sounds like you're singing, right? Come and let's play together in the bright sunny weather.
Let's all go to Gullah Gullah Island.
See, that's what you were singing.
The fact that you know that is really bad.
Hey, don't worry about what I know. I know a lot of shit.
Why would you know Gullah Gullah Island?
Man, I used to watch that show.
Me too, but damn.
Binya Binya.
Duba Duba.
What?
You said Binya Binya. I said Goober Goober.
Yeah, you were
Goober. I don't think goobers make noises.
Sure they do. They make this sound.
I'm a goofy.
You're a goofy what?
Goofy Goober.
I see.
Are you a goofy goober?
No.
We can be goofy goobers together.
No. No.
You want a sandwich?
Do I want a sandwich? I don't want to be a goofy goober, would you though? Why buy the cow when you get the milk for free?
Exactly.
Why not be a goofy goober?
I don't want to be a fucking goofy goober.
I mean, please tell me you know what that's from.
I'm pretty sure Gil G knows what that's from too. That's why he's saying no.
I don't know. I have some kind of idea. It's probably something Victoria likes.
You want to be a goofy goober?
No, motherfucker. I said no. Like, how many times do I gotta say no?
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Patrick. Yeah, that's definitely what I think it was. All right. Yeah, that's definitely something Victoria likes.
I'm gonna pee myself.
Why do you keep peeing yourself? You need to get that shit out of control.
I think Spaz needs adult diapers.
Or you could be like that very strange picture that I saw of this girl that put on a fucking diaper and then took a picture.
No.
She's like, you?
So, you're going to have to get you some diapers.
The only time that I would have to ever wear a diaper is when I'm... Never mind.
When you're what? When you're really old and you can't control your bowel movements?
Nope.
I don't understand.
When she's on a period?
Nope.
Damn, you bleed that much?
Nope.
talk about the Red Sea, man.
I spy with my little eye people who are stoned.
Yeah.
Are you looking at garden gnomes again?
Let's just say, if I was to, that's a church house. Let's just say, if I was to play, like, with me.
If you were to play with me?
With you. It can get messy.
So?
Do you even know what the hell I'm talking about, Ghetto?
I don't know. Can you elaborate?
If I play with myself.
With myself.
It can get messy.
Yeah. So.
And rather wet.
That's what's supposed to happen.
Oh, my God. Havoc, do you at least? Did somebody get this?
The fact that. Let me guess, the fact that you squirt.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we both got that one already.
I don't know. Get him dumb.
Yeah. Gonna have to keep that under control, though.
And definitely keep away from Chris.
I don't know, man. I'm not too much into geysers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Why the fuck not?
I bet you better clean that shit up.
That's why you usually put down towels or something.
And that's why you never fuck in your own house, man. take a bitch outside. She can water the grass. I don't fucking know.
I'm still taking over your bed, just saying.
Take the fuck out of here. I have to put some fucking plastic down.
What am I, a dog in training?
I'm going to have to cover this place up like an ICP show.
No, it is not that bad. Okay.
Motherfucking Faygo everywhere, man. I could just see the same thing happening.
Damn, you got a wild imagination.
You have no idea.
Oh, wake the fuck up.
Yeah. Damn it, Gary,
what?
Wake the fuck up.
It's gonna hang up on us soon.
That's right, in about a minute.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make me a cheese sandwich. Some cheese and some pickles.
Really? I'm going to make a cheese sandwich with cheese? I had no idea.